For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up, we'll hear about the weather forecast from Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.
Warming soil temperatures will occur across the U.S. Midwest as we go forward through the next 3 days, and that will continue to contribute to a better opportunity for some fieldwork and crop development to take place. Well, the warming trend will raise soil temperatures across the region, and the opportunity for seed germination in early planted corn areas will eventually improve, and we're expecting to see a little bit of seed get pushed into the ground over the next couple of days while it's dry and while the forecast is for warmer conditions. However, the progress is expected to be quite limited simply because of the fact that there is still a lot of moisture in the ground in some areas, and there's forecast for more of that to come, and it might not be worth the risk of putting some seed in the ground for fear that it might end up rotting before it gets a chance to germinate. But with that said, there's always that push for some early seeding at this time of the year, and I'm sure it will take place regardless of how moist it is across parts of the region. But aggressive planting will have to be delayed for a while because the ground will be rather wet for a bit. We do expect our first storm system of significance to begin impacting the region as we get out a little bit later this week. The storm will likely start off in some of the southwestern portions of the region, actually beginning also in parts of Iowa. This will take place as we go through the latter part of the day tomorrow and tomorrow night. The frontal system will work its way from west to east through a big part of the lower Midwest. This will include Wednesday night through Thursday. And then the frontal system will have a chance to intensify some of the thunderstorm activity near the Ohio River for a brief period as we go from Thursday into Friday. So some of the rainfall will become a little bit more significant during that time period, and this first wave of precipitation could leave behind moisture totals that might run anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to a couple of inches. We'll continue to monitor the situation rather closely. But it's not the only precipitation event that's expected to impact the lower parts of the Midwest. There will be another event that will show up as we move towards the early part of next week. That storm system will be separated from this one by only a 2 or 3 day period, limiting the amount of drying that will take place. The precipitation that occurs initially on Monday, though, will be somewhat light, with the storm system expected to move across the region having a greater amount of focus on the northern portions of the Midwest and the Great Lakes region and upper portions of the Mississippi River Basin in particular. But when the system comes into the eastern portions of the Midwest, we'll see a new flare-up of thunderstorms occurring in the parts of the Delta, and it will likely advance from there into portions of Kentucky and also Tennessee. So areas south of the Ohio River may see another round of significant moisture as we move from Tuesday into Wednesday of next week. Well, the temperatures are going to cool down also as we get involved with these precipitation events, so the bottom line isn't all that conducive for widespread planting across the region. We'll look for the high temperatures across the lower Midwest today and tomorrow to run mostly 60s and 70s. There might even be some temperatures over 80 degrees briefly on Thursday as we get involved with the warmest afternoon that we're going to see this week. Temperatures will turn cooler after that, falling back to the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest on Friday, and Saturday will only be a little bit warmer. Lowest temperatures at night will slip back into mostly the 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
And I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Our thanks to Drew Lerner for his update of the weather forecast. Don't forget to join myself, along with Jackie Vakes and Mike Zuzulo in Sherman, Illinois, at the Farm Credit Illinois building this evening. Opens at 5:30, 6 o'clock for the meal. 6:30, we'll take the stage. It's free, but do come and get yourself registered at 5:30 tonight in Sherman, Illinois.